The Book on Bush, How George W. Misleads America, by Eric Alterman and Mark Green. Read by Nick Sullivan. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Introduction. The Power of Audacity. All public policy should revolve around the principle that individuals are responsible for what they say and do. George W. Bush, 1994. When George W. Bush ran for president in 2000, he was presented to the nation by his campaign handlers and a sympathetic media as a nice enough fellow who didn't take himself or much of anything else, save perhaps his family and religion, too seriously. Though polls consistently showed that a majority of voters held views closer to those of Democratic candidate Al Gore, and indeed a 52% majority did end up voting for Al Gore or Ralph Nader, even most of Bush's opponents did not see his presidency as much of a threat to their beliefs. While Bush had the reputation of being a conservative from a conservative state, he did not strike voters as particularly ideologically motivated. The media served his purposes here by focusing not on his record in Texas or on the scale of the tax cut he proposed, but on his personal story of youthful dissolution before finding faith, along with his apparently charming habit of handing out nicknames to everyone he met. George W. Bush, the self-described compassionate conservative, was said to be different from the Republican hardliners in Congress, who, in President Bill Clinton's terms, held up the nation's business with a politically inspired shutdown of the government and impeachment of the president. True.